y'all are ready for the word. All right, if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. But before I get too much further, I do want to acknowledge another pastor in the house. This is one of the Pennywell in-law family, pastor from San Diego. Yes, come on to stand so everybody can see you and recognize you. We want to say welcome. Thanks for coming back to San Jose. Good to see you. He family because he part of the Pennywells. Y'all know the Pennywell got like 100,000 people. And all of us are family in the Pennywell home. Amen. Amen. All right. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. If you have it, would you do me a favor, as is our custom, out of reverence for the reading of the word, would you stand with me and let's read this together? And I do also want to remind you, we do have a 5 o'clock service tonight. It's going to be a little bit more intimate. And some people call it candlelight services. But you know what? We're not going to burn this brand new building down. So it's going to be like a candlelight service, but no candlelights. Amen. So you're welcome to come back. It'll be a brief service. It'll only be 1 hour. So I guarantee you, you'll be out of here by 6 o'clock. If I'm lucky, 5:50. All right. We're going to be reading from the New King James Version. If you have a different version, no worries. The words will appear on your screen. But for the sake of us reading together, we're going to read from New King James Version. But before, wait a second. Is that a miracle baby? That's my miracle baby. Come here, soul. Bring me this miracle baby. Come here. Come up here. Come on, Xavier. Oh, my gosh. This is... What's your baby's name? Maya. Hey, beautiful. I know you don't know me. I'm cool with that. Hey. I like to tell people about the goodness of God. You know, Jesus was a miracle baby, too. But this is a miracle baby. Soul and Xavier, how long were you guys married before... You had her 8 years. And how long were you trying to have her? For 4 years, they were trying to have a baby. And they came. And tell people what happened when you came. Because I don't really remember the story.
So we came looking for answers. And we just stumbled upon this church out of nowhere, actually. Just looking to find the word from God. And came and met Pastor Shana that one day. And we just asked her for her prayers to help us conceive a child as we've been trying. We went through infertility and all that, and nothing seems to be working. And we came. She gave us a blessing. About 3 months later, we found out that Soul was pregnant. And, and ever since then, everything has just been falling in its place, and it's been wonderful, and she's amazing, and perfect in every other way.
Come on, y'all can do better than that. That's a miracle. Praise the Lord. Hope that encourages somebody right there. Amen. All right, now let's read the scripture. Oh, wait, we didn't do our affirmation. Hold your Bibles high in the air. You know, yesterday got me all loopy, Jesus. Come on. Hold your Bibles or your electronic devices high in the air. Let's say our Bible affirmation together. This is my Bible. It is God speaking to me. I am who it says I am. I can have what it says I can have. So I open my heart today to hear God speak a word that will change my life forever. All right, Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 14. Let us read together. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth, good and goodwill towards men. Father, thank you so much for this message today. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will give us a glimpse of what heaven saw at Jesus' birth. And Lord, when we begin to see what heaven saw, then Lord, I pray that we will respond the way that heaven responded. Father, move me aside. Holy Spirit, come in, teach this word, and have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. 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 You may be seated in the house of the Lord. The title of my message today is What Heaven Saw. Now, it's interesting because we have been looking at this Christmas story through various lenses and various eyes, and we're calling it the Fresh Eyes series because we've heard the Christmas story over and over and over and over again, and yet God still wants us to see something new each and every time we see it. So this particular time, I was praying through this, and I said, I've never really thought about it from heaven's perspective. I've never really thought about what was Christmas like up in heaven. What was they doing up there? Because it just seems to me that they had this huge party because the Bible was talking about how all of heaven is singing glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. So I was like, God, what's going on? Now, have you ever noticed that what you see determines what you do? What you see determines what you do. Perception changes everything. Now, this story has nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a good one, so I'm going to tell it to you. Now, when I was married, my husband and I took our boys. They were about 2 and 5 at the time. We went to Lake Tahoe. And it was the summertime. So we were there. Now, by the way, if you don't know this, Lake Tahoe in the summer is absolutely amazing. It is gorgeous. It's so much fun. It's a great place to be. So we're there. And, you know, we try to be outdoorsy people because we in Lake Tahoe. You know, I'm not trying to be racist, but a lot of black people don't go outside a lot. So this, we thinking, we in Tahoe, we going to do the Tahoe kind of thing. We're going to go for a walk with the boys. We have our 2 and 5-year-old. We're going to take them on a walk in the woods. So we walk in, minding our own business. We walk in. We get about a block from our townhouse, getting ready to get on the trail. I look. I said, dang, that's a dog. And I was like, dang, golly, that's got to be one of the biggest dogs I've ever seen. I was like, whoa. My husband was like, fool, that ain't no dog, that's a bear. I was like, what? So we're now at this point standing about 100 feet away from this bear. I was like, this is the biggest bear I've ever seen. It was a black bear. Now, I don't know black or brown, yell, scream, run. I couldn't remember all that. All I thought about was I have my 2-year-old and my 5-year-old with me, and my husband's there. My husband's like, take the kids and go. And I was like, no problem. No. Some of y'all would sit there and be like, no, baby, no, baby, you take the kids. No, no, no. I'm like, oh, let them eat you. Right? So I took the kids and trying not to alarm the children. I tell the children, oh, we're just going to turn around and go back to the place. You know, my mommy forgot something. And the kids are like, why? We don't want to go. Look, boy, shut up and let's go. We don't really want to go. I tell you what, let's make it a race. Who can get back to the apartment faster? Oh, I can. And they take off running. I go, I'm going to kid you not, I didn't look back till I got to the front door. I got to the front door, I was like, oh my God, the bear didn't eat my husband. I got in the house, locked the door because I didn't want the bear to come. Forgot my husband was still on the outside. He's bamming on the door like, you going to let me eat or what? Oh, my bad. You all right? It's really funny that I thought I saw a dog, a really big dog, but what I saw was a bear. Funny how what you think or you see changes everything. Because as soon as I saw what was actually happening, my response to it completely changed. My direction changed. I wasn't going towards the woods to go walking anymore. I was like, psh, I'm going the opposite direction. In some ways, you could even say my life completely changed because I didn't die. I didn't get eaten by a bear. So let me ask you this. When you look at Christmas, what do you see? Some of you may see the twinkle in your kid's eye, the beauty of the trees, the lights on your house and the neighborhoods and the malls. But is that all you see? Some of you may have a different perspective. Maybe what you see at Christmas is the stress. All I see is the bills. Look, the fact that my kids want more than what my bank account can supply and support right now. The fact that you have family coming. Now, let's be honest. Some of us are glad to see our family members, but we only want to see them in short spurts, right? Or maybe we don't want to see all of them. Uncle Skeeter can stay. Okay. Maybe you see the crazy pace that's happening at Christmas, the pace of trying to clean the house, cook the food, going to Christmas parties, having the kids off for school for 2 full weeks. The kids are like, woo, the parents are like, woo. And now, did y'all hear some of the school districts get an extra week, so they're off for like 3 weeks? I was like, God bless their parents. The teachers are screaming, the parents are like screaming too, but for a different reason. For others, maybe Christmas is a time that saddens you. Maybe this is the time you realize that you're alone again or that you lost a loved one, someone who was with you earlier this year who may not be with you this year. Or perhaps this is the first Christmas where your kids are going to be spending their Christmas in 2 separate homes because of a divorce. For whatever reason, Christmas time may have become sad for you. So let me ask you a question again. Is that all you see? Is all you see the sadness? Today, I want you to begin to see Christmas a little differently. I want you to see it with these fresh eyes. I'd love for you to see Christmas the way that Jesus, his mother, and his father saw it. And not just the way that they saw it, maybe not even the way the shepherds saw it, or not even the way the magi saw it. I just want you to see it the way heaven saw it, because heaven's view of Christmas was so powerful. Now, I know that sounds strange, because some of you are like, I don't even know if I believe that Jesus exists, let alone heaven. So I'm going to ask you to throw away your skepticism for just about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Put it to the side and just imagine for me what heaven must have been like in that moment. I'm convinced that if you could see what heaven saw, you would respond the way that heaven responded. So let's look at this story one more time. What do you think heaven saw that day? Let's look at the scripture, Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It says, now there were in the same country shepherds lying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For that, look, the angel in heaven is like, look, this is good news. I'm bringing you some good news. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, now I love this, as soon as they talked about the baby, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. So it wasn't now just one angel. There are tons, multitude means thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels are there now singing and praising God, saying glory, glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. What in the world made all these angels come out and just begin to say, glory, glory, glory? Why were they so excited? I mean, after all, we can say it's just another baby being born. What? We can even say the baby's being born didn't have anything to do with the angels. What are they so excited about? Why are they so happy about this? What do you think heaven saw that day? Well, let me tell you what I think heaven saw that day. I think heaven saw the answer to your prayers that day. I think heaven saw that the entire human condition was changed and transformed right in that moment in the arrival of that little baby. See, I don't know how you see Christmas, but I'm convinced that if I could see Christmas, and you could see Christmas the way heaven did, everything would change. Everything would be different. Now, strangely enough, heaven was celebrating harder than anybody on earth that night. Y'all don't know about how to celebrate like heaven celebrates. See, y'all celebrate, you know, Christmas like, yay, Christmas, until it's gift-giving time. Then you get your gift, you're like, woo! You're excited over the gifts. But heaven was like, we're excited over the giver of the gift, Jesus Christ. And they were so excited. They were ecstatic. Look, they were asking people all over the world were crying out to God for their problems to be solved. They were asking, if God is so loving, why does he feel so far away? Why does he feel so absent? In a world full of this competition, why is there so much bitterness and broken relationships and war and famine and hurt? Where is God in the middle of all that? But somehow at Christmas, all of this changed, and heaven recognized that all the earth changed in that moment when the baby Jesus was born. Now, the part of the Bible we call the Old Testament tells the story of how much God loves his people, how they fell away from him, and how God continuously tried to reach out to them to have a relationship with him. But there was still something missing in the Old Testament. See, prior to Jesus coming, life wasn't really complete. It may be how you feel this morning. Maybe you feel like the people in the Old Testament, well, I know the answers, I heard about Jesus, I get all that, but I still feel like something's missing. It's kind of like, you know, it's just not quite enough. When you look over your life and you see the heartache, the struggle, and it doesn't really feel quite complete. Maybe you had a story where you've had incredible success, but even in all that success, you still don't feel quite complete. You know you don't have anything to complain about, but you just still feel a little empty. You wonder to yourself, is this really as good as this going to get? Deep down, you're afraid the answer might be, yeah, this is all you got. You've tasted a little success, and it's honestly less than satisfying than you thought it would be. But I want to tell you something. That's why at the very first Christmas, heaven was rejoicing. The snippet we catch here on earth that night is of angels shouting and giving thanks to God and announcing good news to all humanity. It was just a partial reveal of the thunderous applause that was happening all throughout heaven that day. Now, a few years later, Jesus would teach his people, and he would say, for assuredly I say to you, in Matthew 13, 17, I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, and they did not see it. And they desired to hear what you hear, and they didn't hear. Jesus says, for thousands of years before this, there were prophets who were saying, I want to see the coming of the Savior, and they couldn't see it. And heaven that morning was saying, you know what? We finally get to see what we've been desiring to see for thousands and thousands of years. We finally get to see this baby come into the world who is going to be the Savior, who is going to transform lives, who's going to heal, who's going to deliver, who's going to set people free, who's going to reconcile broken man back to God. We got a reason to give God some praise. We got a reason to give God some glory, because we have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this very moment to come. Everything in all the world and all the universe and all times just changed in an instant when that baby was born. Heaven, you know how excited you are? We got the countdown over there to Christmas Day. Heaven was waiting for Christmas Day, but they didn't know when the countdown was. They couldn't say one day and 13 hours until Christmas comes. They were just like, it's going to happen. Come on, all of humanity is about to change. It's about to happen. People can now talk directly to God. It's going to happen. Ooh, miracles about to start popping off. Ooh, it's going to happen. They didn't know when. They couldn't figure it out. So when they saw that baby, they said, yes, it's here. He's finally arisen. He's come. Now everything is going to be different. They got excited because they didn't just see the baby in the manger. They knew that a few years later he was going to die on the cross. They knew that he was going to take the place of our sin. They knew he was going to take our punishment on for us. That, look, you saying, I don't deserve that. Yes, you do. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody in here. Me too. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus Christ came because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Everybody who's ever sinned deserves death. Oh, I don't sin. Yes, you do. The fact that you just said, I don't sin, the Bible says you a lie, thus making you a sinner. But it wasn't enough that Jesus died and took our place. 3 days later, he got up. He rose again from the dead. He rescued the world from the grip of sin and from death. And he offers that rescue to you, and he offers that rescue to me. And he says, you know what? You don't have to live a life that you're living. You don't have to live worried, confused. You don't have to live a life wondering if God cares about you. You don't have to live that kind of life. I was born, I died, and I rose again so that you never have to have that worry again. He met our indifference, he met our sadness, he met our hurt with an embrace. He says, I love you, come on. All of heaven was rejoicing because he knew, all of heaven knew that it didn't matter what you did, God was loving you. And God was chasing after you. And God was chasing after a relationship with you. Let me tell you something. God is so crazy about you that he will go through some radical measures just to get you to hear the gospel, just to get you to have a relationship with him. God will do crazy things. Like he will have you come to a church like this and listen to a crazy woman preach a message. Why? Because he is saying, I want you to know that I love you. Look, I'm all crazy for you. I want to have a relationship with you. Think about the young woman I talked to you about yesterday. What radical measures did God go through to get that woman, to give her $200, to bring her here to the point she didn't have anything. She had to come because she needed something. And yet God says, now that you're here, I don't really care about giving you the money. I don't really care about giving you the stuff for the toys, because all that I could take care of in an instant. What I really cared about was giving you the love of Jesus Christ. What I really cared about was wrapping my loving arms around you and letting you know I still see you. I still got you. I haven't left you. So whatever radical measures God has gone through, somebody ought to praise God that he went through some crazy stuff just to get to you. Let me tell you how crazy heaven is, how crazy heaven gets when one person comes to Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Luke 15:10, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Every time one person repents and decides to give their life to Jesus, heaven throws a Holy Ghost party. You might say, but you don't know what I've done. Pastor, I've been pretty bad. Let me tell you something. If you ask Jesus to come into your heart, heaven is rejoicing because they said, thank God. That crazy one ain't got to be crazy no more. So the angels are happy because Jesus' birth represents not just another sinner who repents, but the fact that all of mankind now has an opportunity to repent and to be reconciled back to a relationship with God. The coming of Jesus meant hope. The coming of Jesus meant peace. The coming of Jesus meant good news. It meant a way through your pain, through your hurt, through your emptiness into life. It meant that you don't have to go through it alone. Now, I do want to say this. It doesn't mean that you don't have any problems. If you come to Jesus because you don't want to have any more problems, then just tell Jesus to take you now. Because that's the only way you're going to get through the rest of this life with no more problems. I don't come to Jesus because I want him to take away my problems. I come to Jesus because I need him in the middle of my problems. Because, see, your problems will often make you better. Your problems, ooh, Jesus, will often bring out of you the things that God's been trying to get out of you for a very long time. But he couldn't do it because you was too stubborn. So he had to allow the enemy to take you through stuff. He didn't put you through it. Allow the enemy to take you through some stuff so that you would cry out to him and recognize, wait a second, I really do need him. This is what heaven saw. Heaven saw life as we know it is changing. And heaven was like joyful. So what do you see? Do you see the gifts? Do you see the beautifully decorated trees? You see the food? You see the busy rush of life? Maybe you see the stress, the overwhelming things that happen. Or maybe you see the empty bank account. Maybe you see the sadness. But I want you to just shift your eyes and begin to see it and say, wait a second. All of those things are solved in this baby. So I'm going to see what heaven saw, and I'm going to worship like heaven worshiped. I'm going to give them praise like heaven gives them praise. That's the reason why I get excited about Jesus' birthday. It's not just another party. It's a celebration of the fact that each and every one of us can be in relation with God. Each and every one of us can be freed from our sin, from our worry, from our pain. Each and every one of us, our lives can be completely different because we'll get a brand new life with Jesus. I want you to see heaven. I want you to see Christmas the way heaven saw Christmas. Because I'm convinced that if you could see what heaven saw, you'd respond the way heaven responded. Come on and stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. When heaven saw the arrival of Jesus, heaven came running. They went to Jesus. What's your response going to be? Are you going to turn around and say, oh, that was a cool message. I don't need that. Or are you going to respond the way that heaven responded? I want to invite you to run to him and not turn away, just like heaven did. Now, I know you're going to have more questions. I get all that. But I just want you to know that he wants to be with you in the middle of those questions. Would you do me a favor? Grab the hand of the person that you're standing next to. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you're here today and you've never asked Jesus to be Lord of your life. Maybe you're here today and you're listening to this message and you're saying, I didn't realize that that baby represented all of that for me. I'm tired of this old life. I'm tired of trying to do things on my own. I'm tired of trying to fix stuff and it's still being broken. I'm tired, God, of being sad at Christmas. I'm tired of being worried at Christmas. I just want a fresh start. If that's you today, and you want to say, Jesus, I'm ready. I'm not going to run anymore. I'm coming to you. Come into my heart. I want you to squeeze the hand of the person you're standing next to. Just squeeze their hand as a sign that I want Jesus in my heart. Just go ahead and squeeze their hand. Maybe you're here today and you're like, I already know this Jesus. Matter of fact, I went through all this before, but you know what? I took a little break from him. I want you to know that's all right. He didn't go anywhere. He didn't move. He's still right there. If you're saying, you know what, God, break's over, I'm ready to come back, squeeze the hand of the person you're standing next to. Now, if someone squeezed your hand, would you do me a favor? Just lift their hand high in the air. If someone squeezed your hand, just lift their hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Now, if someone lifts your hands, would you do me a favor? Just walk them down the aisle. I want to pray for them. I promise you I won't embarrass you. But let me tell you something. This is the best part of Christmas right here. The heaven is rejoicing because you're saying, I want Jesus. Come on, I want to pray for you. I don't care if it's because you're coming back. I don't care what reason you have. Just come on up. Look at Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm ready, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if someone squeezed your hand, would you do me a favor? Take a step and just stand behind them. If y'all squeeze each other's hands, stand next to each other. Don't go nowhere. Just stand behind them as a sign, I got your back. I'm not letting you go. We cool. I got you. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that means that you believe that God, that Jesus was died, buried, rose again, and believe in your heart, then you will be saved. You get a brand new life. It's really weird because that new life, you won't necessarily feel it, but it really does happen in the spiritual realm. So I'm going to ask you to repeat a prayer after me. And you don't have to do it and be by yourself. The whole church is going to pray with you so you don't feel alone. And we're going to do that. We're going to just say with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord. Would you guys repeat after me this morning? Say, Father God, thank you. I come to you today as a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe, Jesus, you came down, you were born, you died, and you rose again on the third day for the forgiveness of my sin. Now, Jesus, Come into my heart. Fill me with your spirit. Walk with me. Change me. Transform me. Father God, take away the worry, the sadness, the fear, in Jesus' name. And just like that, the Bible says heaven is throwing a party over you. Come on, begin to praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God. We praise you right now. King, can you grab those decision cards right there? We praise you right now, Father God. Come on, y'all. We can do better. If heaven is sitting there throwing a dance party, we can too. Now, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. B. King is going to hand you a decision card. Go ahead and just hand them out right there. You just go through and hand them out. He's going to hand you a decision card. If you do me a favor, fill that card out. And at the end of, we're going to end service in just about 2 minutes. If you could go back to your seats, there's pens in your seats. Fill those cards out. And then what we're going to ask you to do is to turn those cards in. Where's the greeters? Jamie? Jamie's right there. Jamie's going to be standing at the back of service. If you could turn those cards in. Jamie, go get the other booklets. Do you know where they are? Okay, Angela. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to fill those cards out right now. I don't care if you're coming rededication. If we already got your information, just fill it out again. Fill that card out. You're going to exchange that card with Miss Jamie. She'll come back in a minute. And she's going to give you a little gift. It's a little booklet that I wrote called Now What? It's going to tell you, now that you've asked Jesus into your heart, what your next steps will be. So we want to encourage you to do that. If you want prayer, our prayer team, come on up, prayer team. Our prayer team will be here. So if you want prayer, they'll be here to pray with you. There's Jamie. Come on, you see Jamie? Fill those out. Everybody got pens? Does anybody need a pen? They should all be in the seat back pocket. All right, our prayer team is up. Look at you with your white jacket on. I see you. And your white shoes. Come on. Go on. We got the best looking prayer team. That's Jewel. She make them all look good. So I was giving you time to fill out the cards, really. Fill out the cards. Make sure you turn them back into Miss Jamie. Miss Jamie's going to exchange those cards on your way out for a booklet. Also want to remind you, if you're a first-time visitor, please visit our Welcome Center. We have some coffee for you. I'm going to go in there because I'd love to meet you. I want to make sure I get a chance to say hello to you. And for those of you that are visiting, I want to say Merry Christmas. For our family, we want to say Merry Christmas. I want to say hi to the Duncan family. Raise your hands back there. Christian, Tanisha, and their family. Christian is my little brother in the Lord. We worked together years ago. We stayed connected. It's my engineering little brother. It's my Jesus little brother. That's my boy. I love Christian. He's from the East Coast. Him and his wife are doing powerful things in ministry together with married couples and serving the Lord. And they have full-time jobs, which is what I love about them. They just are great people. And y'all had a new baby too, didn't you? Okay, okay, don't leave till I see that baby. Oh, look, she held a baby up. So cute. If you got a baby, don't leave. Let me see it. I'm not sick. I really ain't. I just want to hold your baby. All right, did you get a chance to fill those cards out? Praise the Lord. All right, come on, everybody, stand to your feet. We're going to praise the Lord. I want to say Merry Christmas. Do we have a Christmas song we sing in June? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Spirit of the living God rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. I pray that this Christmas will be so exciting for you because you are seeing what heaven sees. May your worship come because you see what heaven sees. Can we just end by giving God a big old hand praise? Hallelujah. When people ask how you're doing this Christmas, may your response be blessed and highly favored. I dismiss you in the Lord. Give somebody a hug. Should you turn those cards in and meet me in the Welcome Center? God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Shayna Hurd, Senior Pastor of Rohi Christian Church, a multi-ethnic, economically diverse, spirit-led congregation located in San Jose, California. For audio teaching downloads by Pastor Shayna, service times and directions, or to become a Rohi partner, go to www.rohichurch.org or write to Rohi Christian Church, 474 Piercy Road, San Jose, California, 905-938.